Yeah, we have some challenges in terms of cancer care, I think, particularly in the West and the Northwest. Last week, the Irish Cancer Society were at the Health Committee, where they highlighted their concerns that a lack of ring-fenced and increased funding for cancer care would mean that the progress we're making in terms of improving outcomes, that progress is unlikely to continue and that we might actually regress. Currently, as it stands, outcomes and survival rates for those of us living in the west of Ireland are actually slightly lower than the rest of the country anyways. So we're trying to address that imbalance. And then yesterday we had 21 clinicians wrote an open letter to the Taoiseach outlining their concerns in terms of cancer care, that the cancer care programme that was outlined in 2006, that hasn't had enough funding since then to continue to improve outcomes. Something I've been working on for the last number of years with Professor Michael Kearns in Galway. He's the lead oncologist for our region, for the West and the Northwest. Galway is a Model 4 hospital. We then have Castlebar, Sligo and Letterkenny as your Model 3 hospitals. So they all work together as part of the network to provide cancer care for the region. But anyone that gets cancer will end up in Galway at some point for your diagnosis or for complex treatment or for surgery, and you get some treatment then in the other three hospitals. What we're trying to get is a brand new regional cancer centre delivered in Galway to service the entire region. Because the infrastructure in Galway Hospital is very poor, it's just very old, and that's just delaying access to treatment, and it's making it more difficult to get the surgeries when you need them as quickly as you need them. And what we want to do then is have our satellite outposts in Letterkenny, Sligo and Castlebar to make sure that more treatment then can be delivered closer to home as you're on that journey to recovery.
And that point on being able to get treatment closer to home is particularly an issue for Donegal. Having to travel to Galway whenever you're suffering an illness like cancer can take quite an additional toll as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I'm in Mayo, so I'm not too far. But you know, parts of my county as well, particularly along the coast, you're still quite a drive to get to even Castlebar Hospital. I'm sure it's the same in Letterkenny, parts of Donegal. It's still a bit of a drive to get there. So that's enough of a journey really to be making, you know, when you want to get your treatment. So you can get chemotherapy and other supports in those centres, and we'd love to do more. But I think if you're having a major surgery, I think my experience, people will say they're okay. They don't mind travelling once or twice to get the complex treatment where you have your kind of cluster of very experienced expert doctors. But we do want to get as much care closest to home as possible. But something for me, when I first heard, and this is going back 2 years ago now, that outcomes and survival rates in the West and Northwest were lower than in the East, for me, that's just totally unacceptable. That cannot be allowed to persist. And then when we had last week the Irish Cancer Society signalling that they were worried for the country in terms of continuing to improve survival rates, that just was a red flag for me, that it'll make it more difficult for us to address the imbalance within the regions to get us up to the same level as the rest of the country. So I think there has to be an extra push now. We have to listen to the doctors that are telling the Taoiseach they want ring-fence funding for that national cancer programme, and that we continue to improve outcomes. And, you know, there is a network then across the European Union as well, where we link in with other hospitals. So if things are being done well somewhere else, we should be learning from that, and vice versa. And clinicians have also identified another problem in that when new drugs come on stream, we tend to be quite slow in approving those new drugs. So we certainly need to get to a stage where if there's new medication or new treatments, the best available, we need to be moving quickly on that and making sure that Irish patients right across the board have access to those treatments as quickly as possible.